მად ალექსანდრე ელისაშვილმა დღეს დედაქალაქის მერს დავით ნარმანიას მიმართეს ყოფილი იპოდრომის ტერიტორიაზე თბილისის ცენტრალური პარკის მოწყობის ინიციატივით. თქვენს მოდით პროგრამას 15 წუთი საქართველოს გარშემო, რომელსაც რადიო თავისუფლების თბილისის სტუდიიდან ნინო რადონაია უძღვებოდი, ხმის რეჟისორის პულთან ლევან გვარამაძე მუშაობდა.
Welcome to 30 minutes of VOA Learning English, the voice of America's information service for people learning English. Join us now for In the News and American Stories, coming up after As It Is.
Hello again, and welcome to As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans in Washington. Today on the program, we report on some of the most popular travel destinations in the United States. Big cities and small historic towns top the list of most popular places to visit in the United States, according to the travel site TripAdvisor. Millions of TripAdvisor users voted New York, Chicago, and Charleston, South Carolina as the top three destinations in the United States. Ashley Thompson, Marcia James, and I tell you about 15 of TripAdvisor's top 25 most popular travel destinations in America. Number 1. New York City. More than 50 million people visit New York City every year. The five boroughs, or regions of New York, have some of the most easily recognized attractions in the world. Visitors on a budget can take a free boat from Manhattan to Staten Island for a great view of the Statue of Liberty and the Manhattan skyline.
Number 2. Chicago, Illinois. America's third largest city offers world-class museums, great food, sporting events, and iconic architecture, including Willis Tower, America's tallest building. The Midwest city is also known for comedy. The Second City Theater is where many famous comedians got their start, including Mike Myers and Tina Fey.
Number 3. Charleston, South Carolina. Many say Charleston is one of the most beautiful and historic places in the United States. The coastal city has a very rich history. The Civil War began at its waterfront at Fort Sumter, which visitors can explore. But present-day Charleston has a lot to offer, too. Condé Nast Traveler voted it the number one U.S. city for its beautiful architecture, food, and friendly people.
Number 4. Las Vegas, Nevada. The desert city of Las Vegas is known around the world for its casinos and bright lights. Visitors stay at world-class hotels, eat at top chefs' restaurants, and usually see a spectacular show or concert.
Number 5. Seattle, Washington. Visitors to the west coast city of Seattle will find the iconic Space Needle, the world's first Starbucks, and Pike Place Market, one of the oldest farmers markets in the country. The Space Needle was built in 1962 for the World's Fair. Riding up to the top provides views of the nearby mountains.
Number 6. San Francisco, California. The most famous San Francisco site is the Golden Gate Bridge. Opened in 1937, it still ranks among the top 10 longest bridge spans in the world. Beyond the bridge, San Francisco has beautiful ocean views and one of the largest Chinatowns in the world. Just a ferry ride away is Alcatraz Island, the former federal prison.
Number 7. Washington, D.C. No city in America packs as many monuments and museums into one area as Washington, D.C. From the Thomas Jefferson Memorial to the World War II Memorial, Washington has enough free attractions to keep you busy for several weeks. In the spring, the cherry blossoms around the tidal basin draw millions of visitors from around the world.
Number 8. New Orleans, Louisiana. New Orleans is home to the annual Mardi Gras celebration, the always busy Bourbon Street, the elegant French Quarter, jazz, and beignets, the signature dessert of the city. After a fun night, you can head to Café du Monde for a cup of coffee and a trio of beignets.
Number 9. Palm Springs, California. Palm Springs is a resort city in the Coachella Valley Desert. Beginning in the 1920s, the city was a popular place for movie stars to escape Hollywood and relax. With an average of 354 days of sunshine per year, visitors can enjoy golfing, hiking, horseback riding, swimming, and tennis.
Number 10. San Diego, California. Few places in America have better weather than San Diego. It's a good thing, too, since there's a lot to explore outdoors in this Southern California city. Try your hand at surfing in the Pacific Ocean on some of America's best beaches, or enjoy the ocean from a distance at Sunset Cliffs Natural Park.
Number 11. St. Louis, Missouri. One of this Midwest city's nicknames is the Gateway to the West. Indeed, St. Louis's Gateway Arch is a monument for westward expansion in the United States. It is the tallest freestanding monument in the nation. Visitors can take an elevator to the top.
Number 12. Sedona, Arizona. Sedona is a relaxed desert community in the U.S. Southwest. Some of the oldest rocks on Earth surround the area, called Red Rock Country. Each morning and every night, the rock formations change colors. Sedona is also famous for its growing arts community and Native American history.
Number 13. Honolulu, Hawaii. The capital city of Hawaii, Honolulu is surrounded by beautiful scenery, including Waikiki Beach and Diamond Head Mountain. Honolulu is also home to the Pearl Harbor Historic Site, the Navy base bombed by Japan during World War II, leading America to enter the war.
Number 14. Miami Beach. Miami Beach offers beautiful white sands, gourmet restaurants, and a very active nightlife. Beyond the beach and bright lights, visitors should check out the surrounding ethnic neighborhoods, such as Little Havana and Little Haiti.
Number 15. Branson, Missouri. Branson is the place to go for country music concerts, comedy shows, and magic shows. Most days, up to 90 performances are taking place at nearly 40 theaters in the city. Set near the Ozark Mountains, the surrounding nature offers great fishing, biking, and hiking.
To learn about more of the top travel destinations in the United States, visit our website, learningenglish.voanews.com. That's all the time we have for today. Join us again tomorrow for another As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans. Thanks for listening.
In the News is next, followed by American Stories. You can read and listen to our programs and download MP3s at learningenglish.voanews.com. You can learn with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at VOA Learning English.
From VOA Learning English, this is In the News. This week, three more Americans joined the ever-growing Republican Running for President Club. A pediatric neurosurgeon, one of the first women to lead a high-tech company, and a Baptist preacher turned governor all announced their campaigns for the Republican Party's nomination for president. They join United States Senators Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, and Marco Rubio, who have all announced they want to be the Republican nominee for president in 2016. Dr. Ben Carson rose from poverty to be the head of pediatric neurosurgery at Johns Hopkins Children's Center in Baltimore. His mother raised him by herself in Detroit, Michigan. Now, the retired surgeon is the first African American to enter the 2016 presidential race. He is a social conservative with no previous political experience. In his announcement speech, Dr. Carson said he wants to reduce the power of the central government. He is known for making controversial statements. He has denounced President Obama's health care law, also known as Obamacare. He compared it to slavery, and in a recent interview, he said homosexuality is voluntary. Also this week, Carly Fiorina became the first Republican woman to enter the 2016 race. She once headed the computer company Hewlett-Packard. She says her knowledge about the business world makes her different than the rest of the candidates. She has been very critical of the other woman running for president, Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. Ms. Fiorina questions some of Ms. Clinton's actions while she was U.S. Secretary of State. Mike Huckabee announced on Tuesday that he is running for president again. Mr. Huckabee is both a Baptist preacher and a former governor of the state of Arkansas. When he first ran in 2008, he won the Iowa caucus. Mr. Huckabee brings to the race a social conservative view that is popular with evangelical Christians. He opposes abortion and gay marriage. Although he won eight state primaries in 2008, Mr. Huckabee eventually ran out of money. At the time, analysts said he had trouble reaching beyond social conservatives in the Republican Party. They now say that Mr. Huckabee and the other Republican candidates will talk about national security and foreign policy issues. Ford O'Connell is a Republican strategist.
I think when all is said and done and we get to the general election in 2016, you're going to have three issues: economic mobility, jobs, and national security. And while they do overlap, the ability for Republicans to distinguish themselves within the Republican primary on national security is going to be very, very important.
Early public opinion studies show two Republicans who have not officially entered the race have strong support. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush is leading in the early polls. He is the son and brother of two former U.S. presidents. Behind Mr. Bush in the polls is Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. He is popular with Republicans for opposing labor unions.